You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. And I'm pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Bob White. He is the Prevention Programs and Yes Partnership Director. And the annual holiday luncheon is coming up later today at Black Oak Resort. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Mark.
I appreciate you being here. We're going to talk about that luncheon, but first let's establish, what is the Yes Partnership?
The Yes Partnership is a community coalition that's been around in Tuolumne County since 1981. It was established as a result of some teen suicides, and our mission is to support Tuolumne County youth and families to promote resiliency and prevent suicide, substance, and child abuse.
The Yes Partnership is fairly active in the community. What activities are you associated with?
So currently, our main activities are in the substance abuse prevention realm. We partner with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department every year for the Prescription Drug Take-Back Days. We do that twice a year. And since that program started in September of 2010, we've collected 4,295 pounds of prescription drugs for proper disposal. The second one is with substance abuse prevention. We've received a grant from Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Department to implement a new program for youth marijuana prevention. And so we're in the process of developing right now, and we'll be launching that in January.
It sounds like you work with the Tuolumne County School District and deal with modern day issues too that students are facing, like bullying.
Absolutely. We, for example, with bullying, we do a program called Boys Council and Girls Circle, and we have that program that's offered to all the schools in Tuolumne County. I've been able to facilitate a boys council group at Sonora High School, Curtis Creek, Soulsbyville, and just recently completed one for the probation department. We also have girl circle groups that meet on various campuses. And those are 10-week support groups that meet, and various issues come up. Substance use issues will come up, bullying, relationships, you know, how to deal with just the challenges of being a youth. But what we've noticed in the last several years is that bullying seems to be a big issue that the youth are dealing with. And to their credit, a lot of them have taken a real strong stance of being not bystanders and just watching it happen, be upstanders and standing up to bullying. The challenge, as I'm sure you know and the listeners know, is that with current social media, there's a lot of potential for cyberbullying, and sometimes we hear about it, but sometimes we don't hear about it. There are youth that suffer in silence, and so we're always encouraging them that it's important to speak up and that there are ways that we can support you and that the schools support you. The other really great thing that has happened in the last several years is that Margie Bolkin, who's the Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, a few years ago started an anti-bullying summit. And last year, that summit switched to a friendship conference, and it was for second graders. It's going to be held again this year on February 24th at Columbia College, but this year it's going to be for third graders. And the idea is to teach young kids early on the value of friendship, develop in them skills such as empathy and compassion, and the ability to stand up when someone you see is being bullied or hurt. And it was a wonderful success last year.
And since you work with them, what is your assessment of the youth of Tuolumne County?
I think our youth are absolutely amazing. I'm always surprised by their creativity, their enthusiasm, their desire to have their voice heard. They, for example, with Friday Night Live, which is one of our, it started as an alternative activity program, and it's developed into kind of a leadership development program. And our Friday Night Live chapters are as active as they've ever been in Tuolumne County. And the youth that come through that and participate in that and come up with a project every year, it's amazing what they will do. I also have the opportunity every year to judge senior projects. and some of the creativity that you see of what the seniors are doing to serve the community and the ideas that they come up with are amazing. So I have a lot of optimism for our youth. I believe that, you know, part of our job is to help give them a voice and to help them be able to develop the skills that they're going to need to succeed, whether it's here in Tuolumne County or elsewhere.
And unfortunately, our time is very short, but two very important questions. A young person currently dealing with substance abuse or thoughts of suicide, what do they need to do?
So the first thing would be to talk to a trusted adult. Identify someone. It could be a teacher, a coach, friend, a trusted adult, and have a conversation with them about the struggle that they're having. Secondly, is that the Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Department is available to see any youth that would be in crisis. On the Tuolumne County Network of Care website, there is a list of local therapists that are available for any youth. They can also contact my office, and we will connect them with the resources that would be specific to their need, and also their school. You know, most of the schools have a school counselor that would be available to support them.
And a telephone number.
The number for my office is 533-1397, and my direct extension is 226.
And a website.
The website is yespartnership.net.
Last thing I want to mention is that the annual holiday luncheon takes place at Black Oak Casino Resort. And to your credit and the community's credit, it is a sold-out event. Bob White is the Yes Partnership Director. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Mark.